Sunohara.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. There are guys out there. Would they be good fits for the Browns? I don't know. I'm intrigued by wide receivers, as you know that. There might be a running back or two that you might want more than Deontay Foreman, maybe a DB. I'm going to give you a couple of names, Andy. I want to know, yay or nay, okay. Would you have any interest here?
Okay.
First, I'm going to go with some information provided by our friends at BetKansas.com. Ooh. Okay? They sent out a little email to us.
Okay. Didn't know we were friends, but okay.
Odds on the next team to sign former Giant, former Chief, former make Dan Menigan scream at the top of his head, Kadarius Toney. Okay.
Okay. We're doing this. We're doing clunker watch.
The biggest.
Here we go.
Odds on who to sign this guy. The biggest odds are on the field. So not these six specific teams that they mentioned.
So well played.
Oh, nice. That's pretty good. The Washington Commanders have a 9.1% chance to sign Kadarius Toney. These are odds here.
Right.
Washington, Arizona, and Pittsburgh all at 9.1%. The Las Vegas Raiders at 10%.
We're nowhere near that.
As are the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, I kind of like it.
The number one team, odds-wise, according to BetKansas.com, to sign Kadarius Toney, your Cleveland Browns.
Really?
14.3% chance.
Maybe they just think Browns fans will bet that.
Well, these are odds, so yes, we understand that, right? But they say Kadarius Toney to the Browns, number one team, most likely to sign him. I think that's fascinating.
Are you buying that?
I think the Browns are going to be in the market for another wide receiver, Andy. I really do. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Number one, David Bell has yet to materialize. They've shown you, and I like David. You like David. We like what we think he can bring to the team if he gets more of an opportunity that he hopefully has to earn. But we've already seen they've moved on from one third-round choice at wide receiver. Anthony Schwartz isn't here anymore.
I just don't see it.
Okay. Kadarius Toney, punt return, Super Bowl, touchdown. That worked beautifully. I think he's interesting. There are other guys that are also interesting. According to CBS Sports, you ready?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you some of these names, and then you tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
Desmond Ridder, we don't need a quarterback.
No.
Nor Bailey Zappi. But they say Kadarius Toney, most likely landing spot, is Washington with the Commanders.
Okay.
Former Ohio State Buckeye wide receiver Noah Brown. He was let go by Houston. You might remember last year, he had a stretch where it was unbelievable. Week 9, he had 153 yards receiving. In week 10, he had 172 yards. Back-to-back games. I mean, he put up big numbers. They say the most likely landing spot, the L.A. Chargers. And they got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, so maybe they need somebody. Samaje Perine. The former Bengal, the former Washington Commander, let go by Denver. They say his potential landing spot is Green Bay, which makes perfect sense because they don't have Aaron Jones. They brought in Jacobs, and A.J. Dillon went on the IR for the season. They say Green Bay. If you're the Browns, would you like Perine more than Deontay Foreman? I don't know. That's going to be a call. That's going to be a call.
That's a toss-up,
isn't it? Dan mentioned this name yesterday, cornerback Caleb Farley, who in 2021 was a first-round pick of the Tennessee Titans out of Virginia Tech. He's a corner. And they have potential landing spot listed as Cleveland Browns. Why? They connected dots to Mike Vrabel.
Oh,
I don't know how many Vrabel dots you're allowed to connect anymore. Are you allowed to connect Vrabel dots?
Yeah, I think you can do that.
Are you?
Yeah. Can't you? Dan? Yeah.
How much pull does a consultant have?
I don't know.
He's more than a consultant. He could walk into the room and go, guys.
He's out there running against Jameis Winston.
If he wanted to stand on the table for somebody, I think he'd have a huge voice.
Mike likes 50. He's like 50 and he can still run. Nice job, Mike.
I mean, that's the thing with this role of being a consultant. We kind of all have no idea what he's doing, what purpose it's serving, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of just like, hey, Mike, come hang out.
CBS says,
I don't know. I saw him working pretty hard with the guys. His technique and stuff like that.
That's not meant to like trash what Mike Vrabel is putting forward. It's just the truth of the matter.
Right.
It's like,
he's not going to be there on game day.
Because this is going to come out very bluntly and poorly, but it's like, okay, what exactly is your role here? Or is it just kind of, hey, I'm this extra set of hands. I can help where I need.
It's like Costanzo when he worked for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Just keep your head down.
What exactly does it is that you
do can't
do
tell
here?
Me that under the desk condo he had in there, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's epic.
On Caleb Farley, CBS says, for the Browns, this is a low-risk, buy-low move to possibly add a talented defensive back to your secondary. I'm sorry, do the Browns not love defensive backs? They love their defensive backs.
Did we keep 11?
I think we kept 14.
14, yeah.
17. Was it 23? I'm not sure.
Hut.
Your president of football operations, Andrew Berry, DB in college. Your head coach, DB in college. They love their DBs.
I got 9.
If Mike Vrabel says, hey, you know what? Caleb Farley's pretty good, and he's a good guy. He'll fit in well. Boom. I'll bet he's here. That's interesting. Terrace Marshall Jr., who's the wide receiver I've talked about since the second he got cut in Carolina, and he was put on waivers. He wasn't claimed. They have potential landing spot for him. This one makes perfect sense. Your Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. That's interesting.
That show was so good.
There's a station that's notorious for doing marathons. I will get sucked in every time.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Just die laughing.
Yeah?
Who's your favorite character on that show?
Oh, now you're doing it to me. Now you're making me blank on this.
You're going to say Grady?
Sounds stupid. Grady.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I was like...
Thank you.
I thought Lamont was good. I just thought he was such a great, steady character.
Isn't that Desmond Wilson is now a minister, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Red Fox was outstanding. I mean, Red Fox was the show. Let's not.
Oh, without question.
But there was something cool about Lamont.
Over guys who were cut.
You're giving us clunkers, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I would rather talk about the show where they picked up the clunkers, and at least we got to laugh at that.
You know what?
We feel bad laughing at your list.
Lamont's got the red truck out back. He can pick up some of these guys if you want.
Much. I mean, Lord knows Grady. I mean, that poor hot TV finally got the hot TV back after a while. That one was on the other night. I was dying laughing where Red bought the TV that was stolen from Grady's house. That was tremendous. That's theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
USA Today. She was from here, wasn't she?
USA Today has the 10 most surprising cuts. Terrace Marshall's one of them. I'm telling you, that's the guy to keep an eye on. Do you think the Browns would have any interest in Ken Carmen's brother, Jackson, who was cut by Cincinnati, offensive lineman, was a second-round pick? Or does Joe Burrow's injury history mean you don't want him? They also had Noah Brown on their 10 most surprising list. And Isaiah Hodgins, another wide receiver that Dan's going to play the clunker sound about that I like. I want this team to add another wide receiver. They also had Caleb Farley on the list. Interesting.
All right, so
And Deontay Foreman.
If you're bringing somebody in, they probably have to be better than David Bell and then Jamari Thrash. You've got to knock Thrash out of his spot.
I think you've got to knock David Bell out first. I think he's the guy, first and foremost, who is the guy to perhaps get let go. And I would think you might be able to get David back on the practice squad. I don't think anybody would claim him.
I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think there are guys with more upside. And it's not just the fifth and sixth wide receivers, Andy. It's, to me, looking at next year. do you want to see if you can get somebody in here who, hey, wait a minute, this guy is really pretty good. And maybe it's a guy like Marshall, who was a second-round pick, because Amari Cooper's a free agent, because Elijah Moore's a free agent. Because is Jerry Jeudy ready to step up and become a number one wide receiver if you don't pay Amari Cooper to stick around?
Jeff, am I really going to do that, though, when I've invested in Cedric Tillman and I've given him the third-round status and I've given him a bunch of opportunities?
Cedric is there. To me, Cedric gets the opportunity. But I'm going to bring in a guy who might be my fifth or sixth wide receiver.
Well, all right.
And see what happens. And I'm sorry, we all know somebody's going to get hurt.
If we're losing our minds over the fifth and sixth wide receiver on a ball
club... I'm not losing my mind. I'm trying to have an interesting... informative conversation about something that perhaps could add to our football team.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, too. You're talking about your...
Yeah, we're trying to find Brady's TV. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's true. What we're talking about, though, is the fifth or sixth or...
Like...
Sixth, seventh, or eighth best receiver on your team when you use the tight ends as much as we do.
You're good now. We don't have to do this. Like, this is the stuff that you did for 20 years when you weren't good. You would sit there going, oh, let's hit the waiver.
This is even better because we have four guys we like. This team is so deep, we're looking after guys number five and six at wide receiver.
Does Musa Muhammad have anything left in the tank? Maybe that's a guy we could get in here.
By the way, Donovan Peoples-Jones was cut by Detroit.
Like, you don't have to do this anymore. You're good. You're good.
That's even more reason to do it.
Oh, Peerless Price had a really good year in Atlanta. Maybe
now's
that's a guy
even
you can get
more
something.
The reason to do it.
Come on,
you people, you have no spunk.
Oh, we do. We've got spunk. We've got spunk to go try to find what happened.
Is anybody else with me?
No.
I think there's some intriguing wide receivers who are better than guys we have, and I want one. This is accurate. It all goes back to, yeah, but your quarterback has to play well in order for this to work. It's all about what happens with Deshaun Watson.
100% correct.
We're going to throw that out the window after we talk to Henry from Akron. Hi, Henry.
What's up, Henry?
What's up, everybody?
You
see how everybody putting it on Deshaun Watson? That's where you're wrong. We should have a football team where you don't put it on his back. That's my problem. I mean, I like DTR. I like all the other quarterbacks. But why the hell did they get rid of Joe Flacco? Wow. And you got four quarterbacks on the roster?
Joe,
what I'm saying to you.
Joe, here's the only question I have for you.
I don't care nothing about the playoffs.
What about?
I want a Super Bowl. I'm not even looking at the playoffs no more. My mindset is on a Super Bowl victory. I want everybody to understand that.
I respect that. Kansas City loses Patrick Mahomes. You still think they're a Super Bowl contender? It's on him.
He may not be a Super Bowl contender, but don't put Patrick Mahomes in the same sense with Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is, though, if they lose him, what does their team look like? It's not about the name on the back of the jersey. It's about the person that plays the position. And when you look at any team, you got to say to yourself, and I'm minimalizing it. It's 75% of it's on the quarterback, because they're controlling 45% of the plays out on the field. It's got to be on the. I don't care that it's Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, or Brian Sipe. It's whoever the quarterback is, and so that's why I think that's where the pressure comes from. It's not, you know, we want Deshaun to deliver, but we want whoever's calling Hike to deliver.
So say like I like DT3. I like the other guy, number 17, right? Because I'm telling you, when you put Deshaun Watson out there, the fans don't see DTR. What he's was paid to do. Then what everybody gonna say then?
Henry, thank you.
Henry, DTR, thank you.
DT3, RG.
I love his energy.
Three.
Well, yeah, were you going to say nice resume next? Is that where you're going?
No. Where I was going to go is this.
Jeff, longtime Browns fan since 1967. In fact, 1966, I was a prenatal Browns fan, and I just want you to know that our family had season tickets. My dad read the scoreboard back there. So this is why what I have to say is important about the Browns. Prenatal is very important.
Am I allowed to go now?
Yes.
Let's throw quarterback out of this.
Okay.
Which players have to perform well on this team this year for this team to live up to what we think it can do? We all know the answer is Deshaun. let's take that out because that's so obvious.
Do you want to throw Miles out too then?
And it's so critical. Miles has performed. I'm just assuming he's going to be about what he was, which is stunningly good.
Someone's got to jump to the next level? Is that what you're saying?
Somebody's got to do something that not even jump to the next level. I mean, you need him to do something that maybe jumping to the next level or just making sure you're there.
There are two guys on this team that need to make, I'm not saying the ultimate impact. They don't have to be the best on the team, but they must impact the offense. Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy.
I was going to go one or the other.
One of those guys has got to step up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
No. That's all right. I'm glad you jumped in. It's nice to have you involved and not thinking about Grady from Sanford and Son.
It is interesting that LaWanda Page was born in Cleveland. Probably one of the funniest comedians.
Oh, she was hilarious, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she passed away. Is now in California, in case you were wondering. But great Clevelander. I don't think she went to school there. I think she went to St. Louis. But my point is that one of those two guys, if not both those, have to have a better than average season.
Elijah Moore has to be what everybody thought he was going to be. And I think Jerry Jeudy needs to be what everybody thought he was going to be. You know, imagine if Jerry Jeudy comes in. All right, you ready? You ready to make everybody cringe? I'm not saying that Amari Cooper is Ja'Marr Chase. Okay? I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But he's our Ja'Marr Chase because he's the best wide receiver we have.
Agree.
For a while there, the Bengals had Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd. Hello. That was a nice trio. That was a really nice trio.
Oh, yeah. They had a quarterback, too, didn't they?
That helped, didn't it? But the receivers helped Joe Burrow. If we could have Amari Cooper in the Ja'Marr Chase role, and Jerry Jeudy in the T. Higgins role, and Elijah Moore as Tyler Boyd. In other words, those two guys step up and are productive. Andy, that could just be huge for Deshaun or Jameis or whoever's playing quarterback for this team. Imagine if we had three high-quality wide receivers. I'll go for two.
I need two, and I've got David Njoku, so I've got three guys that can catch the ball and make an impact in the game.
I'm just talking. I know, and David, you're absolutely right. But I'll tell you, if I could get two wide receivers, wonderful. If all three of those guys could do, say, what the guys in Cincy do, look out. Roman is in Canton. Roman.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I think it's got to be the group that's kept us in these games for the past however many years with the quarterback carousel, and it's got to be the defense as a whole. We rely on them way too much as a professional team, especially in the NFL, that if they're getting tossed and getting holes put in them, then we can't stay in any games, unfortunately, and that's the sad truth.
That's a critical thing, Roman. I was going to say on the defense, I was going to look at a couple of guys in particular. You're right, though. I think the whole unit, and thank you, Roman, I think the whole unit has to step up. I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah has to do what he did last year. He became a real playmaker in this defense, Andy.
Because he turned him loose.
Right. And he had the ability to respond. I think he became a critical part of this defense. And I think Jeremiah needs to just repeat his performance. I mean, he doesn't even have to take another step. If he does, great.
I give Jim Schwartz credit for that, too.
I do, too. Smart move.
It seemed like he was underutilized before Schwartz got here.
That's true.
And so once you all of a sudden
gave... But he was a young guy. He was a young guy, too.
But Schwartz gave him the opportunity to be the player that I think we saw at Notre Dame. That's why I think he got paid, man. So he's good to go.
We'll argue with that. He got paid. I think he just needs to perform. And Za'Darius Smith, Alex Wright, somebody at the other defensive end spot, maybe even more impactful than they were last year.
I think still starts for...
I think Oboe's terrific.
I think he starts for 28 of the other teams in the NFL. I think when he came here, he was a starter. And then we lucked into Za'Darius Smith. And look at what you got. Man, that's why... You know, we sit here and we nitpick the offense to death because we believe, I think, in the defense, and we know how much talent is out there, especially at the defensive end spot. Just stay healthy, boys. That's all we can ask for.
It's an interesting thought on that defense. The backfield just needs to stay healthy, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think that's the critical aspect there. Shane's in Cleveland. Shane, welcome.
Hey, Shane. How
I like
you?
Your name, Shane. Always have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, why wouldn't we put it on Deshaun Watson when we paid Deshaun a lot of money to come here and take us to the Super Bowl? Why wouldn't we put it on Deshaun Watson?
Well,
the rest of these guys.
Shane, stop one second. We are. But for the point of this conversation, we said let's eliminate him from this conversation because he's so obviously the guy.
Okay.
That was it. Well, that was it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Shane.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you very much. See, Shane didn't hear when we said we're eliminating him from this conversation.
It's okay.
It's okay. I'm glad he participated. Shane, thank you. I have a buddy named Shane. I think it's a cool name.
Why don't you change your name then?
Shane Phelps.
Yeah, Shane Phelps.
My dad wanted to name me Duke.
See, like there's a cowboy feel to it.
Yeah.
Like I can see the
good sportscaster name.
The Dusty Rhodes.
Hi, everybody. Duke Phelps.
Just got off. No, that's who's Duke from? Not Gomer Pyle. Yeah, Gomer Pyle.
Duke Slater,
yeah.
Played by Ronnie Schell.
Wow. We are really like Nick at Night today. We are throwing out some of the old shows.
Duke Phelps is a pretty good name. I got to give it to
him. It wouldn't have been bad.
It would be pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. My dad was a John Wayne fan.
I'm not surprised.
But my mom had a book of names possible for me. Duke was in it.
Family name or no?
No. Oh, heavens
well,
no.
Well, no. Is Jeff a family name or no?
No, heavens no.
Oh.
I have a cousin named Jeff Phelps.
Wait.
They said you can't name him Jeff because we already have one in the family. I think I've seen the guy once in my life.
But you don't have any juniors, so you're okay, right?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Okay. Just making sure. As far as you know. Yes, we're good.
Are you concerned about
the rest of the segment? Yes, absolutely.
Well, with you derailing it like crazy, I understand.
Look, we put the fun in Baskin and Phelps.
Let's see. Is there a U in Baskin and Phelps? No. Is there an F? No.
There's an F-sounding letter. Right, Dan?
It'd be two letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, two, Andy. Glad you're going into the Cleveland Heights Hall of Fame.
Are you done?
The F sound can be made with a PH.
You know, phonics can be fun. Can you stop now?
Andy Baskin can't spell. But by God, he's coming into the Hall of Fame.
Crossing the line there. Yeah, you know we got at Woodbridge? Blossom.
Woodridge, bridge.
That's Woodbridge to me now. Because you're crossing roads you shouldn't be crossing over. We're done. I'm not going to the meeting today. I'm just letting you guys know. The clock's going to say two.
No.
I'm like, out of here.
We address this at 10:10. We will address it at 1:33. We're a collective unit. We get yelled at together. And
we get yelled at together.
And we get yelled at together. This is a collective unit.
This is what happens when you have 80 years of sports experience between the two of us. I don't think we have 80, do we? Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we probably do. Oh, good Lord. Heaven help me. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.
I was doing prenatal sports before you even knew about it. Okay.